Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headlines, scores, and we start with our NBA playoff games from last night. Bam Adebayo scores 23. Jimmy Butler with 22 and 12 as the Heat beat the 76ers 119-103. They got a 2-0 lead now in the Eastern Conference semis. Victor Oladipo, he dropped 19 points on his 30th birthday. Tyler Hero had 18 for the Heat. Oladipo with 10 of those in the fourth quarter. Maxey at 34 for Philly, but they only got 21 from Harris and 20 from James Harden as Miami has taken a 2-0 series lead. Maxey said, quote, "We've just got to get back to the drawing board and figure it out." Miami has taken a 2-0 lead in 18 previous series, and they have won the matchup every single time. The Sixers have dropped the first two games of the matchups on 19 other playoff series, and they have never won the series after that. Suns also win to go up 2-0 in their series. Devin Booker with 30 points. Chris Paul with a 28-8-6. He was awesome. Just a domination. They sunned the hell out of the Mavs, man. That was just a classic Suns game. That's just what they do. They put up a 41-25 fourth quarter, absolutely dominating the Mavs. They shot 65% from the field. 65% of the field. Do you know how crazy that is? 65% from the field as a team. Incredible stuff. The Suns are just that good. Game three will be on Saturday. A couple hockey scores for you guys. Hurricanes take down the Bruins 5-2 to go up 2-0. Lightning versus the Maple Leafs. They win 5-3 to tie that series at 1. The Wild over the Blues 6-2 to tie that series as well. How about a soccer score? Real Madrid, they stunned Manchester City with an incredible comeback to reach the Champions League final. Two goals from Rodrigo and a Karim Benzema penalty, all scored from the 90th minute on, gave them the 3-1 win after extra time at the Bernabeu to send them to Paris with a 6-5 aggregate victory over Manchester City. They are seeking a record 14th European Cup. Madrid will take on Liverpool in the final later this month in France. Let's get to some news. The Brooklyn Nets' Ben Simmons will undergo back surgery. He is expected to recover in about 3 to 4 months. At 25 years old, he is undergoing a microdiscectomy procedure to address pain located in a herniated disc in his lower back. Now, despite several attempts that ultimately resulted in setbacks, Simmons never played a game for the Nets following his trade from the Sixers. Simmons had planned to return for Game 4 of the Eastern Conference first-round series against the Celtics, but a week plus of pain-free days ended with some soreness on the eve of Brooklyn's elimination. Simmons, a three-time All-Star and the 2017 Rookie of the Year, has 3 years and $114 million left on his contract. Golden State Warriors' Gary Payton II is expected to miss about a month with a fractured elbow. There is a possibility that he could return for the NBA Finals, but only if the Warriors actually get there. Payton was injured by Dylan Brooks of the Memphis Grizzlies when he got chased down from behind on a fast break, and he hit the Warriors guard in the head with about 9:08 left in the first quarter. It was also Payton's first playoff start, so a real bummer for everyone. Payton went down hard and remained on the court for several minutes. Brooks was ejected, and the NBA is now investigating the play, and he might possibly get suspended as well. Little feel-good baseball story. Mike Clevinger, in his first start since having Tommy John surgery in 2020, gets the W over his former team, the Cleveland Guardians. It was Joyce's return for Clevinger, who had surgery not long after pitching in Game 1 of the NLDS just 2 years ago after being traded from Cleveland to San Diego. He said playing against his closest friend, right-hander Zach Plesac, was a absolute joy, and it was a pleasure to pitch against his old team. He also said, quote, "I wasn't sure if I was going to pitch again, so this is huge for me. An elbow surgery, a lockout, a knee sprain, and a rainout had delayed his return to baseball." Let's go to the moments we're watching today. No NBA games, but the NHL playoffs are still rolling. Penguins-Rangers at 7 on TNT. Capitals-Penguins at 7:30 on TBS. Predators versus the Avalanche at 9:30 on TNT. And the Stars and the Flames at 10 on TBS. Also, if you're looking for a little baseball, Blue Jays taking on the Cleveland Guardians on ESPN Plus at about 6:10. If you're looking to get a little baseball fix. For our FanDuel Fast Break, we've got two lines for you guys tonight. A little hockey this time. Rangers, a 1.5 goal favorite at home, plus 168 over the Penguins. You got to think that a team that good is going to respond somehow, especially at home. The triple overtime game got one of the best goalies in the world. I think they'll respond. And then the Avalanche, a -2.5 big time favorite in game two. They're a plus 110 to pull that one off. The Avalanche might be the best team in the NHL. Nate McKinnon firing all cylinders for that team. It's been really, really fun to watch the Avalanche play recently. Parlay is plus 462 on both of those. On this day in sports history, back in 1978, Pete Rose, the Cincinnati Red, becomes the 14th player to get 3,000 hits. If only he didn't gamble while he was managing a team. Oh, well, don't do silly things, kids. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsDean. And if you haven't already, check out the Buzzer app available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments on live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.